Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The time draws near for everyone to hear from the people that know all about what happened on the Dragalicious show. So don't tell you stay, don't you dare sashay away. It's the squirrel.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour. I don't have an intro, but my name is Nick Kachanov, and joining me, as always, is my co-host and favorite squirrel friend, Amanda Kaczynski.
Hello.
We're back.
We're back after after quite the hiatus.
Yeah, I mean, was All-Stars 7 just last year, though? Right? I don't know. I feel like they're banging out All-Stars seasons like every 4 months.
I feel like we recorded it while I was in this house, so yeah.
Okay.
Maybe?
Because that was did we do the winter season? We did do the winter season. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast this morning, let alone...
Yeah, no.
I feel like we would have had...
No, I think we've done every All-Stars. I'm pretty sure we have.
Yeah.
Who cares? Ugh. 5 people are listening to this right now.
500. So 5 million. How the hell are you, Amanda?
I'm great. I'm in Canada.
Canada, Amanda.
I'm on meds. I finally got diagnosed. Fibromyalgia, Nick.
That's some intense stuff. I think I know one other person in my life that I don't really like.
I can guarantee it's a woman, right?
It is a woman, yes.
Yeah, it's just pretty specific to women. Now, and it was considered like a crazy woman disease. But it's like migraines.
It's hard to diagnose and like, yeah.
Kind of, but a lot of mental illness, not mental illness, but like anxiety goes with it, depression, and then also like full body, just like aches and pains and migraines and everything. And IBS, like my IBS was because of fibromyalgia. I've had solid poops for the past 3 weeks since I got on these meds.
Wow. I mean, I feel that you would feel a lot of relief from that, from finally getting the diagnosis you need, right?
It's having someone just like put everything together and be like, this is what you have is great. So I'm happy. I can't drink, Nick.
Oh, because like the second I take it, like not a lot.
I can, but like if I do, like I just bloat. Like I completely I double in size.
That sucks.
I know, but it's okay. Yeah. Pot is legal here, so
I was just gonna say, at least there's that. I would rather at this point too. I had one. We went to see Keon surprised me last night with some friends. We went to see Janelle James. Do you watch Abbott Elementary?
I'm obsessed with Abbott Elementary.
Oh, yay. I didn't. So she was coming to
She is so funny. Like,
she's the best part of the show.
How they found her. Oh, she's hilarious.
And you know, like the backstory is that she just like DM'd Quinta Brunson and was like, hey, I want to be a part of this show. And she's like,
really?
Can you act? And she was like, I guess we'll find out. And then she auditioned and.
Did she write her own lines or something? Like every line of hers is hilarious.
And like that's kind of like how her comedy is, her stand. I was dying. Like I haven't been to like a lot of stand up like comedians. Like I've been to like some terrible open mics, but like as far as seeing like comedians in the flesh, but like I was dying. She was so fucking funny. And like she started out by just saying how tired she was. And it's like the perfect now, to see her now is like the perfect time because she's famous. She's like, y'all, I've been famous for 2 years now, and it's fucking like wild.
Yeah. She's 50. Yes. So she's like, oh, God.
And just like hearing, because she's still pretty like unfiltered, because like, she's like, I haven't had any, what's it called, like media training yet. So I'll just say whatever I want to say. Oh, she was so funny. That. She had some really, really great stuff. And like, it's just like, Ava, like her character is like very similar to her in real life too. So it's just like perfect. It was great.
She makes that show. The show is not great. Like you can kind of see the jokes coming from a mile away, but you love the characters so much.
Yeah, it's not as sharp as Parks and Rec. It's not as sharp as The Office, but it has hints of both of those. And I do feel like it's more, it's a softer sort of family
feel.
It's CBS,
like ABC. It's not a cable. It's like, this is what your aunt in Idaho will.
I feel there's something for everyone, you know, like I think the cast is great. And it's something Keanu and I will watch. Like, we're on season two. We haven't finished yet, but like when we're.
You haven't? I've watched those seasons probably 5 times.
I feel like it's gaining momentum too. Like, they're figuring out, like, I really wanted like Lisa Ann Walter's character, because like, I love her. Like, she's obviously, I know her from The Parent Trap, but like, I wanted her to have more stuff.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great in the show. So I'm glad that like, Lauren Weedman, who plays her sister in the show, I love that dynamic. Like, I feel they're starting to.
Oh,
like,
you're gonna love season two. Season two is great. Yeah, binge that shit.
Yeah,
20 minutes.
I don't even know why I brought Janelle James up.
We're talking about what we've done.
Yeah, what we've done, what we're doing, and we went to see Lizzo last weekend, which was awesome.
How was that?
It was great. It was so amazing because there was no one to the left of us or the right of us. It was just me, Kiana, my friend Jamie, and we had like room, and there was a cement wall behind us, so we could just like let loose. We were like in the back, like the last row of the stadium, but it was awesome.
What was the audience like? Was it like our age, or was it like younger, or what?
You know, it was a mixed bag. I feel there were some like kids there, and I'm not saying that like Lizzo isn't.
Go away.
I know. Yeah, it's like some preteen girls, and like I do think like Lizzo's a good role model for kids, but it's like she's still
Lizzo.
Yeah,
because she's also kind of messy.
Yes, it was a great concert. We had and I think like obviously her first album is amazing, and I'm not as familiar with her second album. I know the hits, but like I wish I would have studied a little bit more, but it was great.
Yeah, I don't know it either, but anyway. Yeah. Well, I mean, she shows up on my TikTok every so often. My TikTok is pretty much in just Howie the Crab, and
I don't know Howie the Crab.
Well, you're gonna.
it's now that I'm saying it
also loud. This also just proves that Nick never watches me and Jody's
sorry
Sunday
Live. Sorry about it. I should just say I love Howie the Crab. Yes.
Howie the Crab is like this crab this woman like bought, and it's like it's a famous crab, and Jody hates it so much. So every so often I'll just like every Sunday I'll like pop. I'll be like, oh, I think I have another bit of information here. Check this out, and it'll be like a picture of Howie the Crab wearing like a hat.
Oh, that's so cute.
And she hates it.
Now, I saw like a TikTok one time that like it was like, who are your emotional support animals on TikTok besides dogs? And well, we already know Howie the Crab, but do you follow any dogs or cats or other pets / animals?
I mean, most of my stuff is cats and dogs. It's a lot of like rescues, yep. But I'll get a lot of like when we found it, like the dodo.
Oh, yeah, the dodo.
And I'm like, I can't watch this. I don't want to
really
watch
sad.
A dog like covered in fleas that is like emaciated. I don't want to watch this.
I fast
what
forward
else can
like
I
to when they're like in good
to
shape.
When they're healthy. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Show me that. Because
there's this new person I'm following called, but he like does this guy with a podcast. And okay. I'll be and he, I'll, it is so funny. He like, he pretends he's like a guy with a podcast.
Yeah.
And there's always like beats you gotta hit, and he always goes, oh, he has this fake producer named Chris, and he'll be like, oh, Chris is leaving because he knows what I'm about to say right now. And it's exactly like every straight guy podcast,
of
like
course.
Oh, Chris are I know I've been talking to Chris about this all week, so he's sick of this.
Is this
so that's
I love this. Is it, is the handle like Guy with a Podcast or something?
No, because he does other comedy bits. He's like a comedian, but this is like one of his bits. So I'll send it to you. Gotcha. You will love it. What are you watching on TikTok?
I'd say my emotional support animals. It used to be Milo the Chonk, who's a cat, and I got like, I didn't get tired of Milo. He just like started fading away a little bit. Mm-hmm. But most recently, Jack's Antonio. He's this like black Labrador retriever who's so cute, and she says Jack's Antonio, and she always says gommies, and I say that to Lucy all the time.
Do you know Gizzy the Chihuahua? Oh, she's getting surgery.
Are they okay? Or is this dog okay?
I don't know. We're all on pins and needles.
Oh God. I hate those too. It's like, I'll donate to a GoFundMe in like seconds if it's one of those dogs.
In a minute, I will.
Yeah. And my other one is, there's a dog named Chilaquiles, which is so cute. And he does like that, you know, that sound effect where it's like, today I was saying, meh, 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 that sort of like high pitch, but it works for pets. I don't like it when people said it. But Chilaquil is very cute, and the narrations are really cute.
The sound effect of the today I wanted a croissant. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Okay. It's so strange that like we're living in two different
our
worlds.
Algorithms. Yeah, our totally yeah. I'm like, I assume everyone just has my algorithm, but I have such a weird algorithm. All right, speaking of which, let's talk about Drag Race.
Oh my gosh, All Stars 8. What a cast. What do you feel? What were your initial thoughts when you...
Well, first of all, me and Nick have done everything in our power to not record this episode.
Things popped up. Things popped up. Something
and both of us are such pieces of shit that we're like, I can't do it today, actually.
I had a crazy allergy attack. I thought I had COVID this past Monday because
we
went to Lizzo.
It was the best text I've ever gotten in my life.
Yeah, I was like, well, at least she'll love this. That. Yeah, we both loved it. Let's be honest. But now it like fucked me over because like today's like a busy day. Like obviously we're here, but that's the worst part.
About three episodes.
I know. I'm like, because we were going to talk about the first two. The plan, folks, was to just chime in for the first episode.
Yeah.
Come back in halfway through the season, do a mid-season recap. And then, like, do a finale because we're both busy gals.
But then they dropped two episodes right. They dumped. Two
yeah,
episodes
then they
on us.
They done fucked up Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour because I was like, "Taw." But we're prepared to talk about the first three episodes today. So I think
it's not going to be like a recap. It's just going to be like us talking about it,
reacting. And I'm sure we'll have some bits and bobbles here. But what are your All Stars 8, you know, some people feel like this might be a, I don't know what you would call it. Like, I don't want to say filler queen season, but like, it's like, it's people who like definitely need a redemption, I think.
There are tall queens that I've never seen before.
That's true. I have not watched, what was the last season you watched in its entirety? Like a main season of Drag Race?
I guess I've seen, because the, spoiler alert, like the episode 3 queen the lip sync assassin, I guess I've seen her, but like I think I watched that season, but like not the way we used to watch those seasons. So maybe season 11-12 I watched.
I think you watched all
season.
Yeah, you watched the Jada Essence Hall season, I thought.
Yeah, but like not Canada really. Like I didn't care about it. I was kind of in the background.
Well, that's more than me because I didn't watch any of that season. But I knew Heidi in Closet, and I know obviously we knew Jada because of All Stars. But I have not watched. I think the last season I watched was season 11 in its entirety, which is crazy because I don't really know Candy Muse. I know Heidi.
I know
just a little
her
bit.
Because I watched. Like, this was during the pandemic too, but like they did this. This was so weird. It was like on Logo Network.
Okay.
And they did. They like recreated a Brady Bunch episode, like where Jan, like and
she plays Cindy. Or something.
Yeah,
it kind of works.
That's how
though.
I knew who she. It worked. It was actually really fabulous to watch.
She has like that
so
lisp
weird.
Sort of when she talks, Candy Muse.
Yeah, but it was like, why did you do this?
I don't know.
It was like a one-off thing, but I liked it. But that's
I vaguely
the only
remember
reason
that.
I know her. And then I don't. This Montrese.
Kahana.
Did she go home like first or something? Or
I
second?
Feel like she went home like second. Yeah,
she was like a bitch, right? But I like her on this season.
I just think she didn't have a good run. I feel like she went home. I remember the challenge she went home on, like opulence, you own everything. Oh, it was that other
course,
queen.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, she's great on this season. Let's talk about this cast here. I have them all written down.
Okay, great.
And this is like in the order of their entrances as well, too. So Heidi in Closet. You watched season 12, sort of, so you know Heidi.
Yeah, but
right?
I think that this is her game to lose.
That's what everyone keeps saying. I'm interested.
Do you not
in
agree?
That. I don't disagree. Because, like, usually there is some front runners. Like, I feel like Candy Muse is, like, the only, like, second place queen in this entire.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
She's...
I haven't really clocked her as anything yet.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Jimbo. I
think
say
it's
Jimbo's
game to lose. Yeah, honestly.
Okay.
So I love Heidi. I think she's like, I didn't watch season 12, but I know she was a little bit like not polished. But I think she's funny as fuck. And I think her runways are stepped up. I think she's really, obviously Rue loves her too. So I feel like she could be top four, like for sure material. I would be very surprised, but.
She's like that classic Latrice Royale spot.
Classic. Miss Congeniality energy. Yeah, for sure. Next, we have Mrs. Kasha Davis. And I have so many things to say. Mrs. Kasha
Davis,
is our
queen.
Saints. Yes. And I was worried for her from the get-go. I just don't know how she fits into this cast and this show.
These older queens, it's not the game for them. Like, they just can't. It's not the same as it was. If Kasha Davis was in season 2 or 3, I think that she would be... You know,
icon.
In the finals.
I mean, she is an icon to us. Yeah.
Of course she is. But like, but also like in this third episode, the second they started giving her a storyline, I was like, oh, fuck,
yeah, I know. Oh, so she said, like, here's my thing from Mr. Kasha Davis. I was like, well.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
The fact that they're giving her like any screen time is.
I know.
Worrisome.
I thought she did really well in episode 2. She had like the opening monologue with Candy Muse for that SNL.
I thought she
skit.
Was great.
I thought she was solid. But her runways are atrocious. The best she looked this season was her banana look. I was like, yes,
yeah, was
that
good.
Looks like an All-Stars look. And then the thing that she made was terrible.
She's just a different drag queen than the other ones. Like, she's she's a classique drag queen.
Yeah.
And then all the other ones are like, and then Darian's kind of in that spot too, where Darian's kind of dancing in between like old school and new school.
Yeah, I mean, I feel Darian's reputation, like Darian was also in the top 4 on her season, so
yeah.
Like, I feel like that status, it reminds me of like a Ginger Minj, even though she got voted off like 3rd, and then I can't remember how far she made it in All Stars.
First 3 of the world she got voted off, and
yeah,
she was one of the best ones.
Horse around. That was your favorite.
Horse around.
But I will talk about Mrs. Kasha Davis again, but in a second here. So next.
But
we
I knew she wasn't going to win. Like,
I know. I just.
We both knew that, but like, she's
she
our
was
queen.
In the background. I'm glad, in a way, this sounds bad, but I'm glad that she got eliminated now, as opposed to like having a Pandora box exit. Where she made it to like the first 4, maybe even 5 episodes, but didn't do anything. Like, nothing helped her. Like,
and she had like a very nice dramatic exit. Like, I cried.
Oh, Mrs. Kasha Davis.
Yeah, Mrs. Kasha. She said, "There's always time for
kindness," and like she like choked.
Oh!
And then they showed like Heidi. I just feel like no one was like. It almost seemed like she was like the unpopular kid in the room, which I hate. Like, and we don't know everything that happened in the workroom, but like anytime Kasha Davis would go up to someone, people were just like, oh yeah, they were just kind of not giving it. Did you catch that too?
She just kind of was always in the background. You know who she reminds me of personality wise is Robbie Rizal.
Oh, Robbie.
She's very much like this.
Yes,
like,
she's got one-liners. Yeah, I do love that she sings everything, too. She's like, ha, like that.
Yeah,
sort
like,
of
you
like...
you could play an underscore to every sentence she says.
Yeah, I know. Someone needs to, like, what they do on TikTok, where they play the piano. That would be cool. But yeah, I mean, we love Kasha Davis. I just think the game has changed.
Yeah.
I don't know... It's like, I feel like she came with like that package of like, I'm the kind queen and I'm the workhorse queen, because she had that like documentary come out. And it's like, she was like, it's not quite as nauseating as like Brown Cow Stunning, but like, I felt like she was like incorporating that into like almost everything.
And she's gotten sober, which like, that's like amazing.
Yeah.
Like, good for you. But like, also, it's not like really like a fun storyline.
Yeah. I just wish I mean, I think she did well in the second episode. I just wanted one more thing, one more piece of praise for her to, like, just, you know, give her a little bit of accolades before she left and give her a little bit of bump, you know? But we love you, Kasha. She's great.
Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner in our eyes, baby.
That's right.
She came on our show. It was the one interview we ever did.
I know, yeah. That was fun. That seems like a lifetime ago.
I know.
Next is Nyssha Lopez.
Ugh, go away. I couldn't wait for her to be voted off. I couldn't stand her. She, like, and every time they, like, went into groups, I mean, she was only on two episodes, but, like, they'd go into group and she'd be like, okay, guys, like, what are we gonna do here? Like, I think I'm gonna take this part and you're gonna take this. She just, I'm like, you don't even go here.
I feel, and God bless her, like, I think she's a beautiful queen. Like,
oh, gorgeous.
Two episodes is all she was on, but, like, I do like her runways. I think she's, like, I think she's hot as a boy and as a girl. Like,
totally.
I think she is, or he also is so hot. I feel his or her confidence, like, outweighed her actual capability. I think she might be a great drag queen, but she's not a great drag queen. Like, she's not a great drag race queen, if that makes sense.
Drag race queen, yes, exactly.
And I feel like she wants to be, but, like, that the way that she was acting in that second challenge is so, like, we all know that girl from, like, high school who thinks that, like, they're doing really good acting, but, like,
yeah,
it's
that's
just...
the thing is, like, if you're not a good actress, you're just not a good actress, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
Yeah,
and she's fine, she's good enough, but, like...
Yeah. Not for All Stars, you're going to get plucked out of there. I feel like I honestly thought she would make it a little bit farther, but not too much farther. So that's, and
but
I,
like,
oh, wait.
This
okay.
is All Stars. You're bringing back Nyssha for All Stars.
I mean, I don't mind it. When I saw her, I was like, cause a lot of these queens, I was like, good for her, good for her. Oh, that's nice. Even like Monica Beverly Hills, which we'll probably talk about in a second here. It's like,
yeah.
I think they should bring back queens like this because they need like, to just bring them back into like the ether, back into the
yeah,
country.
I mean, they're all stars, really. Like, you're excited to see any of these ones.
Yeah, yeah. So there's that. Next we have Kahana Montrese, who I think is really doing well. I know she was in the bottom for the second one. Oh, for the SNL thing, and that was fine.
I think that she is so gorgeous as a man and a woman.
Yes,
I mean, she's had work done, obviously, but like. Stunning.
I think her runways are incredible. I think she should have been in the top for this third episode too. Like, her and Alexis both should have been I think in the, or at least like on the runway for critiques. I was very surprised by the Jessica Wilde win, but we'll talk about that.
I was shocked.
Yeah, that was, I mean, also great for Jessica Wilde, but also
great for her. Okay. I love her. All right, fine.
I thought that was.
I just it didn't clock in my head at all that she was. I was like, yeah, it's fine.
I feel like she's going to be gone soon because of that. I feel like they're like, well, we gave you $30,000. You might be gone in the next two episodes. But who knows?
That's like $40,000 in Canada, Nick.
Yeah, there we go. but who are we talking about again? Oh, Kahana.
Jessica.
I just think that, like, I feel like she has, like, had such a glow up and, like, she's confident. And I didn't think her SNL thing was that bad, but I guess they wanted
to... Remind me of the SNL thing?
She was on, like, the Weekend Update and she played a cat.
Oh, Kahana. I still have Jessica Wilde in my fucking...
That's okay.
Yeah, no, the Kahana...
I thought it was just fine. I didn't think she needed to be in the bottom.
A lot of that stuff is script... wise though. Like,
yeah,
you can't make something that's not funny funny.
Yeah, and I don't know what I would have told her, like, give me like a little bit more, because she was almost there, but it just wasn't like great.
You know what, she could have done it like who's my favorite
Chi-Chi Devane, like
died. Exactly.
Who's my favorite queen that died? Yeah,
my favorite queen that died, but I can't remember.
Yeah
if they
like
did
Eartha Kitt,
like
Eartha Kitt. So, yeah, happy to see you. I was surprised she was in the bottom, and I think that saved her in episode two, or else it would have been her. There's that. But I was happy to see her win in the first episode. I thought that was really cool. I thought, like, that was not who I would have picked.
Yeah.
Or, like, who I envisioned seeing that win.
And she is the daughter of...
Coco.
Aja.
What? No, that's Candy Muse. That's Candy Muse. I'm like, oh, that's all right. I got you. That's actually who's next on the list. So you maybe okay, you're great. Telepathically seeing.
I mean, I love
here.
Kenny Muse. I love her.
I do too. You don't like her? And I know.
Oh, you do. Okay.
No, I love her. I think she's she definitely. And I didn't watch season 13. Is that what she was on? I think. Because that was the right. Simone season, I think.
I like, she makes a lisp cool. Like, I want a lisp because
I
of
think
her.
She is so fucking funny. I think she is like such a goose sometimes. You know what I mean? Like when she's talking to Jimbo yeah. and she's like, please don't.
Heart of gold. But also could beat your ass down.
Oh, yeah. Like I would be so afraid of her in the workroom. Oh, yeah. But like, yeah. I think that like, once you're in, you know, like yeah. she'll fight for you. But like, I also think she can kill you. Yeah. I don't know why, but like, she makes me laugh. Like, I didn't understand anything she said in that SNL monologue, but like, it reminds me also of like a Miss Vanjie sort of deal, like loud, sort of like New York, like personality.
Yeah. And I also kind of love her. I love her shape because she has kind of a body shape like I do, like a refrigerator. Like, it, like there's no really real curves in it. But she's not fat. She's just like, she just kind of goes straight down, but she makes sure. it work. And I love it.
And I think.
So you agree I look like a
robot. I was like, I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just going to keep on moving. I even like looked away. I was like, yeah. I mean, no. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I think that when she is on the runway, no matter what she is wearing, I think that Michelle said this in the third episode, like, you can't tell her nothing. Like, she really does, no. like, own and stomp the runway in a way that I've never seen before. And I love that she's sort of like a mouth breather at the same time, too. Like, she's
total
always
total mouth breather, yeah.
But I think it's so fucking charming. Like, I am so charmed by her. And I know, I didn't watch season 13, so she might be evil, but I don't know. I think she made maybe she was the villain of that season. I'm not sure.
She must be a fan favorite because she was in that Brady Bunch thing. I don't think Rue would have anyone in that. But
I think Rue likes her a lot too. So
but I think everyone's scared of her. Everyone's terrified of her, which I would be too.
But I love her like hat. Doesn't she wear like a beret or something? Why do I picture?
Yeah,
her
she was. I
or like a little cravat or something. Cravat? I don't know what I'm saying.
No, it's just like a little beret. Yeah.
I think she is so cute, and I think she's so charming. So I can
see
her
in top three. Let's do top three for her.
Top three for sure. Next we have Darian Lake. What are your thoughts?
Well, we found out she lost 200 pounds.
That's a lot of weight to lose. That is incredible.
She looks amazing.
Yeah. I feel her Billie Eilish.
She's got gastric.
I don't know, to be honest. It's never really revealed, right? Yeah, I feel like you could find it somewhere on Reddit. But that Billie Eilish look will haunt my dreams. Like, I thought it was so crazy the way that it's like that. And then she wore a t-shirt. And I just feel like a lot of her weight has just kind of gone down to her, like, thighs and her, like, butt. You know what I mean? It's like, that's like a whole different surgery is, like, removing excess skin. So I feel like she's, like, I'm always worried for her when she's walking, you know? I don't know why.
She
I feel like she's
her weight
teetering.
In her ass and thighs, which is exactly how I do too. So I get it.
But I think that she is like one of the best talking heads on the show. I think like when she was voting, I think in the third episode, she put her lipstick in and then turned around and wrote like, "For a good time, call." And then she pushed the little wooden doors open.
I fast forward through all that because it's like 10 minutes of everyone went going. What is everyone going to think of me?
Yes. And they touch it. They always have to touch.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, get to it.
Yeah. But that made me laugh. I think, I don't know. I'm worried for her. I'm just a little worried that
I don't think she's
next to go. I think she's middle of the pack.
Sixth to last. Like not top four, but like
maybe two more episodes or something.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I worry, but I do love her. I mean, she's top four in her season. I feel like people like her in the workroom. You know, they voted for her over Kasha. So.
Right.
And they're
pals.
And
I have a feeling that everyone's like, I knew Kasha was getting like, I knew it. Like, I guarantee that next episode, every lipstick's going to say Kasha.
I know, and that's sad.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see if anyone else voted for, who was the other person? Candy, right?
Darian.
Oh, Darian. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know where my head is. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to Monica Beverly Hills, who I think this is the most random choice, but I also loved it at the same time.
I mean, she was she the first? No. Sunique was the first one to come out as trans, but Monica was the first one to come out as trans, like on the actual runway. Show proper. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, oh, yes. I guess that's true. I think that stat is correct there. And I can't remember like what place she was on season 6 or season 5.
No, she was season, yeah, 6. She was with Alaska.
That's season 5.
like Sun. She's talking about Sun, right?
Who? Oh, the sun. Sun on the skin. Yeah, sun on my skin. Yes, yes. That was season 5, though. Alaska season 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those two seasons are great, though. I was excited to see her. I was sad for her to go. I think, like, it's the textbook sort of first out person, you know?
Yeah, I think she has a lot of, like, work to do still on, like, her just coming to terms with, like, who she is, which is okay.
Sure.
She just wasn't ready to come back, I think.
Yeah, and that was the famous then, famous now, and then there was like a runway. I can't remember like what. I think her first outfit was fine. Oh, the Egyptian goddess was great though. I remember that look. I don't know. I think they just needed someone to go first, and they chose her. So,
yeah,
love you, Monica. Though.
And are you're watching the Untucks? I'm not.
I'm not actually watching the Untucks, but I've heard. Oh. That Alexis Michelle is like super extra, which we're gonna get to in just a second. So
what? What?
So next, I think this person already has like the. I just envision this person going very far, or at least getting a very good edit, and it's James Mansfield. I think like she's
doing so good, and she's so hot in and out of.
He is handsome.
What do you call that in your community? Trick.
Trade of the season. Yeah,
I feel like she's trade of the season.
I think so. I mean, who else? I think Nyssha Lopez is like that for me, the trade of the
right
season.
Yeah, I see that, but she's
but
gone.
James is don't worry hot about like, I feel like yeah
James is hot,
and I think
and she's funny.
Yeah, I just feel like she's gonna kill it at Snatch Game. I hope she's Jennifer Coolidge.
Oh,
or someone
God,
like
Nick,
that.
I forgot that a Snatch Game even existed, honestly. I know. I am so excited. Oh, see, I would have loved to see Kasha Davis in Snatch Game.
I know. It's like, but then it's like, who would she have been? Like, I want her to be like Mrs. Roper or someone. I want it to be.
Well, here's the thing. Did you notice? This is what I've been meaning to say for like the past 2 weeks. Did you notice how much they're trolling Alexis with Mrs. Kasha Davis? Because Kasha went as Kris Jenner and.
Oh, that's right. Liza. Yes, yes.
And they're
yes.
like, ooh, this is the best Liza we've ever seen. Like, they're really.
They're laying it on thick.
Like, you know, Alexis is standing backstage just like cracking her knuckles.
I know. Where is Alexis? Oh, she's next on the list. So okay, let's. Great. But I think James is going to be. I think she's going to get a top great five? Edit. I think she's going to do well in Snatch Game. Yeah, I would like to see top five or higher. That would be so cool.
Oh, I love her. We loved her when.
Yeah.
The season.
I was very sad to see her eliminated.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So
yeah, I think feel they like didn't get her, but like now they get her, and now I think she doesn't give a fuck, and she's like, "This is me, so whatever."
Yep, I think so too. all right, the belle of the ball, Alexis. Like,
we need to address this. Listen, sure. This isn't going to turn into us just talking shit on Alexis, but she did write us a pretty nasty letter, and
yeah,
so it's hard to watch this with an unbiased opinion.
Yes, and I've texted you this before. I didn't pick up on the Liza stuff, but I now that you say it, I see it. But like I'm waiting for, I haven't rolled my eyes like the full way around with her yet. Although there was, I think in the third episode when she was talking to RuPaul, like during workroom stuff, I just want her to chill. I just want her to relax.
I just don't think that she's a fun person. Like I would never be friends with her, and I think that I would think that even if she hadn't written us that letter. This is what, when I was, okay, so the reason I quit theater is because of Les Mis, both Les Mis's, because everyone in that cast took themselves so fucking seriously, and they were like, they thought they were doing like Chekhov or whatever.
Yeah.
Alexis, I think, would do well in a Les Mis cast. Like, that's just kind of where I put her. Like, she would go on that barricade, and she would be giving it 120%. Yeah. Every night.
She'd be playing Fantine in drag.
How dare you?
Yeah, I mean, that is, maybe I should have chosen a different character.
But I think I would have thought that regardless. Like, I think her in a room with me, I'd be like, you need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, say something funny once.
And I know, I just feel like she's self-producing a little bit too. But like, so far, I feel like even with Fifi and All Stars 2, like we knew from the get go that this is the route that she was taking, or like how they were setting her up.
That's,
I don't think
exactly,
it's,
Nick. Yeah, exactly.
But I don't see it as much. I don't see.
Yeah, but they're showing Fifi her saying a lot of stuff. Like they're particularly putting stuff in that she's saying that is unlikable, and I think that she is back as the villain, and I think that they know that, and she doesn't know that.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll just see where it goes. However, that said, I think she's going to be top three for sure. She's amazing. I mean,
that Norma Desmond look took me out.
She's incredible.
It was stunning. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a more beautiful drag queen on this show. Like, I could not believe it.
No,
like her.
She is gorgeous. Like, and every look she's has done has slayed. And like, even like, I mean, that fucking thing with Darian with the SNL sketch, I wanted to
the Jersey Gals. Yeah.
I really wanted to kill myself, but it was fine. Like, it was exactly what it needed to be. She was great. She put, you know, all of her effort into it. Like, it's going to be a lot for her to be voted out, I think. And she's being careful.
Yes.
But every so often things slide in where I'm like, oh my God, you are just so annoying.
I think she would be the gal if you're in a show and the director's trying to give notes and she's guys, let's quiet. Like, you know, like just
do you have a pencil? I have an extra pencil.
Yeah, do you have a pencil? Just take the note.
Oh, you didn't bring a pencil?
Yeah. Well, I have six. But I think you're right. I think I can't pick up on what edit she's giving though, because we all know what happened last time, and
she's trying though. You can tell she's trying to edit herself, but she kind of can't help it sometimes to like be annoying.
Sure.
But she's a better person than me. Like, she takes her art more seriously than I ever have. So like, good for her.
Yeah.
But she's annoying.
Polished.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, with her momentum so far, I think she's definitely on the higher side. Like, I would see her in the top four they'd be silly not to, at least for like drama, especially if that unravels too. So, and I think like the preview for next week, I don't know if you saw it, it was like,
I didn't.
Was it Heidi that said something?
The second that first credit rolled, I was like,
you're like,
done.
You slam your laptop shut. Yeah. Then you just immediately
What did you hear about Untucked, though, that she's like...
I heard she cried like, in the first Untucked or the second Untucked, and I didn't watch it. I meant to, because I feel like a lot of that would inform this conversation that we're having. Like,
probably.
She's... I feel like that's where she's showing a lot of what we're talking about, too. So... I don't know what it is, and it's probably
just been safe a lot. So I think that she, I think she definitely has a problem with being safe because she wants to be praised, anyone would.
Yeah, she should have been in the top for this last episode, like her and
agreed.
Her and Kahana, I think, to be honest. So I was very surprised that she was safe, and I was like, that sucks for her because she is. It's probably one of those, like, I didn't come here to be safe. Like, I'm an all-star.
Yeah,
like,
she thrives off of being like getting. Positive feedback.
Sure. I mean, who wouldn't? But I
who
do
wouldn't?
Think. Yeah.
But she's annoying as fuck. So
I'm excited to see what happens. Because Heidi, at the end of this last, in like next time on Drag Race, said there was some sort of like tea or like some argument is going to start next week. And I'm excited for that. And I don't know who it's between, but I feel like, and I think I even heard Trixie and Katya talking about it on their podcast. That they heard some tea that there's like some explosive stuff coming. So I'm excited for that.
I feel like Alexis in the drag community is super like highly reviled, like reviled.
That was like a Freudian slip.
No, like I feel like everyone respects her so much, mm-hmm. but like no one really wants to hang out with her.
Sure.
Because she'll talk, like imagine attending a Tony watching
a Tony O viewing party. That there'd be some shit.
I actually went to school with her.
Yeah.
I know her. She's so great. She's lovely.
She's my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. But that's our girl. That's our
that's
girl.
Our girl.
We're connected to her somehow. So.
I know, right?
Good for her. Who's next?
Next we have Jessica Wilde.
Boy.
I love this drink. I'm excited to see her. I think like her and Dita Ritz were like the two on my list that like we need them back. Like I still to this day cannot understand why they haven't had Dita Ritz on the podcast.
Best lip sync in history, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like she could come back and really do some damage like in a great way. So maybe that's All Stars 9.
They haven't even had her back as a lip sync assassin.
I know.
She must have done something.
And I've seen it on Twitter. Like there's been like people that talk shit on Drag Race that have come back. If they can bring, here we go. Jush. Who am I trying to say? Get my Jush. Jasmine Masters. If they could bring her back because she like said like we called them fucked up drag or something like that. Like I think they can bring back. I don't think there is anything to my knowledge that Dita Ritz has said. And I've seen her on Twitter. I think like two seasons ago for All Stars because people were like, "Where's Dita Ritz?" Say. Like, they've just never asked me, and I would definitely go back, but, you know, sorry. And she's getting tired of explaining it. Yeah.
It is weird. She would be, like, my number one queen if they brought her back.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe season 9.
Did she just call me the help?
Yes. I mean, I just think they're so... She'd be a solid choice. Like, that's... Bring her back. But...
She's kind of bitchy to us at DragCon, though.
Well, I think also it's like I think back to like what we said to her. Like we were like the first people at her booth. I don't think we bought.
Yeah, it was like 9 o'clock in the morning,
and we like both ran up. We were like, and we just said like, "Oh my god, you're lip syncing in season 4," and she's like, "Yeah, I'm sure that's all people say to her."
Yeah,
like that's, and she was like. She's like, yeah, there's some people that even have like their own choreography to it. And we were like nervous, I feel too.
Of course.
Yeah.
We had a much better time with Tammy.
Oh, Tammy was great. Yes.
Yeah.
Tammy Brown.
Dita seemed like a new best though. She's like, yeah. All right, bye.
Yeah, I was like, all right. Yeah. She's like, unless you're gonna buy something else, get out.
Yeah, we didn't even buy anything either.
I feel
we
like just... I bought something, like a pin.
Oh, you did. I bought a shirt from Tammy, and I think that's all we bought.
That's right. I mean, those shirts are expensive. Jesus. What was I gonna, oh, but back to Jessica Wilde, like again, I think a solid choice. She won the third episode.
Weird. So she's got to be making it far. like Rue must like her.
I think Rue does like her. Or like they gave her that 30K plus like the 5,000 she won for winning or being top all star.
Yeah, I think she'll last another couple episodes, but I don't know.
And how far did she go in season two? I feel like she's like a top five or six.
She
right?
went home with the I love that drink.
Oh, yeah. And I feel that was pretty close to the top four or top five.
Yeah,
top
it was like she was midway or further.
So but I love Jessica Wilde. I think she's so gorgeous. I didn't really love all three of her runway looks for that for the ball though. Like I thought she was fine. She could have been safe. I think Alexis could have been in the top and she should have been safe.
But she seems fun in person. Like I would love
to. Oh yeah. No, I mean I think she's really hot in real life too. She has great eyebrows. I'm always
sure. And she's got a lot of dimensions in her face.
Yeah, really. She's got a big nose, but it like kind of works.
Nice big honker.
Yeah.
I can say that because I got a big honker.
Yeah. So you agree. Yeah. I know it's coming. So you agree. You think I have a big nose. But I do love her. I'm always happy to see her on my screen. I'm excited to see what else she brings. So who do we have next? Okay. My autocorrect changed it to Jumbo instead of Jimbo. Jumbo. Which is the name of that horse that I rode. Remember the only time I went horseback riding, they took
I do
me.
Remember
it was by weight. And my friend Eric was like so skinny and I was just like chubby in high
bring
school.
And
they're like, bring Jimbo's up Jumbo. Like, yeah, I couldn't even get my legs around him.
Do you know Jody's horseback riding story?
I know that it's been mentioned.
She's all
a
like
lot.
A runaway
it
horse
went rogue. And... Yeah. That's terrifying
so
though.
Funny. Oh, picturing Jody on a runaway horse is just like my true happiness.
It's like Luann when they went to Morocco in season whatever. Did you watch Roni up
watch
to that point?
Okay.
Well, it was in the earlier season, so I thought that was one of your seasons.
Does Luann end up on a runaway horse?
She ends up on a camel that goes crazy.
Oh,
in Morocco,
God.
And it's really good. It's how I pictured Jody to look. I'll send it to you. I'm sure you'll find it somewhere. But,
and I'll send you Howie the Crab.
Yes, please.
All right. That.
But Jimbo, I just think is the total package, a true all-star, like every look that she's bringing to the runway.
Now, you
I think
didn't watch Canada.
I didn't. I know.
Okay, well,
I know.
You really should, because that season is really good.
Is it?
You can binge that out in one night.
Okay. How far did Jimbo make it in that season? Was she like top three or four?
Top
or?
Three, top four. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was the Latrice.
Oh, the Latrice vote off, yeah. But I feel that she's only, I mean, I didn't watch Canada, but I feel like from what I know about it, she's not playing around. Like, I think that, like, in the acting challenge, she was so good. She was, like, so, like, sort of, like, that blank, vacant expression.
She's a comedian.
She's an
actress. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Yes.
She's not commenting on herself. She is literally just doing comedy for everyone else. And I said to you, though, I don't think that a Canadian can win this. Otherwise, there's going to be, like, a gay insurrection.
Yeah, the gay insurrection, yes.
Yeah.
But I'd be all for it. Like, I think they brought her to this franchise for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, I feel...
Because
this is her
done,
third
like,
go-around.
The world or whatever.
Yes, and got voted out, like, by Pangina, who she lip-synced against on the third episode, too.
Her lip-sync was so bad.
Yeah, it's not great. She reminds me of a Jinx Monsoon. Like, I'm never worried about her, like, in an acting challenge or, like, comedy challenge.
Right.
But not the greatest lip-syncer, but, like, can sort of get the job done.
Like, can do it, like, depending on the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jimbo and Heidi are my top two.
Yeah, I'm just always excited to see what she has to say. I think she's so quick and so funny. And, like, that entrance look was just crazy. But that's her thing, right? Like, are big boobs her thing? Is that what she always does?
Yeah, she always has that thing on.
I love it. I can't get enough of her. I top three.
I really, really recommend. I know you won't watch it.
We know this by now.
Yes. But just so I say it out loud, you should watch Canada. Right?
For the record, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I will because we all know that I won't.
I know you
I'll just
won't.
Be like,
yeah, you
thank
won't.
You. I'll take that on, Ross. Thank you.
Add it to that fucking list of yours.
Anyway, let's talk about Lala Ri, who I'm loving so far. I think she's
so fucking
funny.
She looks like Shaq out of drag.
I can see that. You texted me that, and I can totally see it. And Alexis has, like, a crush on her, too. She's, like, horny for Lala Ree.
Probably has a big dick.
Have at it. I think she... I don't know anything about her except for the bags from her season.
She seems nice.
Yeah, and I think her and Candy was on the same season, right? Maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. We're on the same season, not was, my grammar. But I think she gives great talking head. I think she's charming. She's a Miss Congeniality. I thought she was going to be in, like, the top, this, like, the way that they were praising her. Actually, but I thought she was going to be in the top the way they were praising her, but I thought she might have been in the bottom, depending on her looks, because they were fine. But I guess they wanted that redemption story for her, you know, for the ball challenge.
Also, that her and Heidi have, like, the storyline where they're, like, what's it called?
Yeah, what's an alliance?
An alliance. But, yeah. Like, again, I don't care about that at all.
Yeah, I think
like,
that feel
never
like that
goes
fires.
Anywhere.
Yeah, but sometimes it, I don't know, because like that Trinity and Monet alliance got Trinity like in the top four. So like maybe there's seeds planted there. So it's not as interesting now to me. Like, I don't care. Like, I feel like there's always that age old argument every season. Like, how are you going to vote? But you're just going to vote on who you like. Like, that's what it is. And maybe track record.
Like, if we were on Drag Race together and you were like fucking like abysmal and challenge,
get out.
I would still not vote. No, I wouldn't vote. No, I would vote for you to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like people, especially if you work with them outside of the show or they were on your season or if they're on your team.
Yeah, you got to think about like your future. Like, I have to work with this person.
Yeah. I feel like there's so many, like, there's track record, there's how they did in the challenge. If they were on, like I said just a second ago, like, if they're on their own team, like, I couldn't vote against you because you were on my team. Or, like, that's a good excuse, like, on the next episode. Right. Like, I had to vote for Darian because she was on my team, you know, which kind of is an excuse, but kind of not. But, yeah. Alliances are interesting, but I think... That's the last cast member. So your top, I feel like there is always a top four though, but are there top threes?
Top four, because the fourth is, I feel like, is Miss Congeniality.
In a way. So let's do top three plus maybe one more to grow on or something.
So like, let's go with fourth first.
Okay, I'm looking at my list here. I would say, based on what I've seen so far, I think... It's kind of what Jimbo for sure, Heidi, Candy.
I forgot about Candy. Shit.
Yeah. And Alexis.
Yeah. I think Alexis is number four. I don't think they're going to have her win.
Okay.
And then Candy. And then
Jimbo. Heidi.
But I think Heidi's winning.
That's crazy. I feel like I don't have that extra push or confidence in her because I didn't watch
the
season.
She was just as likable in her season.
Yeah.
She was.
Could she be like a Katya though? You know what I mean? Like, could she be that slot where she's like, I know I'm not going to win because Jimbo.
I think she's in it to win it. Okay. Well, what do you think? Do you agree with the top four though?
I think so. Yeah, I like that. I would put Jimbo in the number one slot. I think it's Jimbo.
At this point, it's Jimbo's
to lose. Yes, I feel like she's consistently doing well.
I mean, I'm all for Kanaja winning.
I know. But it does seem odd for a different franchise to win an American, in quotes, franchise. But I think she deserves it. And it's just so interesting. But also,
$200,000 too, which is like... $300,000 Canadian.
The more I think about this, the more I think I might take it back, actually, because if you think about it, like when they brought like Ginger Minj back, it's like she was never gonna win. That's her third time. It's like bringing Juju back. Like, I think she will be in the top four, but I don't think
it's
she'll
a pity
win
invite.
Not a pity invite. I mean, I think, but it's also, I mean, there are no rules with that anymore. Like, I remember when they brought back like Yara Sofia and Alexis Mateo, I was like, oh, so we're really doing this. But like, we're bringing them back again. Like, I thought they would only be on like two times. Like, that was the limit. But now they're bringing them back more than that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess by that logic.
You think Jimbo's in it, like winning it?
Then
Heidi?
Then Heidi, then yeah, it's like I don't know if I've been. I think Candy Muse is like track record in her season, and like, because she is an alpha in the group, will get her far enough to, and like, based on stats alone, she's the highest ranked queen in her like first season. So, but who knows what that means? I don't know. So,
oh, what was she in her season?
She was the runner up with her, oh! And, with her and Simone. Okay. I think I'm pretty sure. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what this
order. So, like, Alexis, Candy, Heidi, and Jimbo.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
I feel good about that, too. Also, Montrese.
Ghana.
I feel like she's up there, too.
That would be cool. Because, like, I remember the, like, how far Raja O'Hara got and how excited I was for her. Like, who fills that slot? Like, I feel that could be, like, a James Mansfield.
Who was Raja O'Hara?
Raja O'Hara. She was in... She's in the top four of her All-Star season. I think it was like All-Star 6. And she also won the most recent, like maybe UK Against the World or something. She just won. She was the lip sync assassin in episode 2.
100% don't remember.
You don't remember Raja O'Hara? Wow. Nope. Okay. She always wears purple. You love purple.
I'm a purple gal.
She's a purple queen. But I feel good about that top four. And it's so interesting because at this point, who knows what will happen. Yeah,
Snatch Game though, that should be coming soon. Hey,
I feel like it. I mean, I sometimes feel like they do, like they wait for 8 queens, and I feel like they started with 12. So I think they start, let me count real quick. 1, 2, 3, 11, 12. Yeah. So I think at this point they have like 9 queens, because they're only, yeah. So after, it could be not this week, but the next week, obviously, yeah, because they showed the challenge and I forget what it is.
Now,
I
feel updating like... our Snatch Game, who would you, today, who would you be in Snatch Game?
Oh.
Ina?
I mean, I've always said Ina. I feel like I don't really look like Ina, though. Like, I don't know. Ina. Yeah, I
you
feel
just
like
need a page boy a wig.
Yeah, page boy wig and a blue popped up shirt. Yeah. I think it'd probably be Ina still, and I don't, because I don't really have like a backup. Like I don't, as funny as I am, I don't really do impressions. I do impressions of like regular people. Like I can't do like celebrity impressions. And my Ina is just like my own version of Ina. But I do think, and I've said this before,
it
on the
works
podcast,
though somehow.
Yeah, I think you have to have some sort of spin. You have to be like a horny version, yeah, of Ina Garten, or like something has to be in play there, because she's not funny with just her. It's like that guy Tom Hearn, I think his name is, on TikTok. He does Ina impressions. He looks exactly,
yes,
like her.
I always send you, yeah. I send,
yes,
you those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think he—that's exactly the kind of Ina that needs to be on Snatch Game.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could get there, but you know, given. I think you would have to. But what about y'all?
I think I'd be Patti LuPone.
Oh, yes.
Or I would be Robin Brown from Sister Wives, which you fucking refuse to watch because you're an idiot. It's like insane you won't watch.
Is Robin Brown the one that goes all the time?
Yes, beaker face. Okay. She goes, Cordy, yeah. Cordy. My tum-tum hurts, Cordy. It's not even a good means. Impression because she doesn't sound like that at all.
Sure.
But like, it's, that is her. Cordy.
Looking forward to not watching that, I guess. Maybe someday.
I hate you. You are going to be watching that because this summer, Jody's taking the summer off. So,
oh,
I
that's
need,
right.
Yes.
That's right.
So you.
That'll be my entry point.
I'll be watching Sister.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Let's talk about what we got going on over on our actual podcast.
Yeah.
Promote your shit.
I am still doing the Good Vanilla, which, speaking of Ina Garten and the Barefoot Contessa, I just started a Patreon.
Did you figure that out, by the way?
I did, yes. Actually, I think Colin helped me. There was some sort of setting that I had to turn on that like wasn't, that should have been defaulted to turn on.
Patreon sucks. Patreon is
not
the
user-friendly.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awful. Somebody else needs to figure out. But
yeah. So I figured that out, which is good. And Best Supporting Podcast, still going strong. Mm-hmm. I forget. We might not record an episode this week because I'm going out of town. And I'm recording. Remember, I was supposed to record with Justine on Wednesday, and that fell apart.
God, but you like canceled on me to
I know, but what I did instead was I recorded the good vanilla. I was like, okay, good. Okay. I'm gonna record the good vanilla and get this out of the way because I had to drop an episode by Thursday. So it wasn't like I canceled. I did like as soon as Justine canceled because she couldn't make it. I was like,
all of us don't.
I know. Well, totally she was like, canceled. She's like trying to sell her house. So like she had like a legitimate reason.
She's moving to Calgary, like, Nick.
I know. That's so exciting.
I'm so fucking excited.
As soon as I was like, I should just like reach out to Amanda and like record Squirrel Friends. But then I was like, fuck, I have.
Oh no, vanilla. I would have wanted to murder you.
Yeah, yeah, I know, because I couldn't go back. Yeah, if you cancel, no. Goodbye.
I smoked so much pot immediately after you texted me that you were canceling.
As you should. But that's that. And also, I'm doing voiceover stuff now. I got a website and I just got signed to an agency, Amanda.
Oh,
I'm
Nick.
An agent now. Yes.
Ooh.
That just happened this week. So it's not,
that's
I
great.
Just signed the paperwork on Thursday of this week. So yeah, hopefully some like commercials and shit. And who knows where you're here. You will hear my voice, excuse me. So that's super fun.
Great. Yeah. And I have, you know, we love to hate TV. We do Sister Wives. And we also, I have Total Request Podcast. It's all on patreon.com/ love to hate TV. Yeah. And we recap like Seventh Heaven, whatever you guys want us to.
Oh, Seventh Heaven is so ridiculous.
The pot smoking episode. We just did an episode of Survivor. We did an episode of Law and Order SVU. Starring John Stamos as the guest star.
Whoa.
And it is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
That every Sunday, me and Jody go live at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Yeah.
And
so noon Eastern. About,
yeah. And Nick never watches it, but
I
you
don't.
Guys can. And also, I restarted Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom, which I'm going to force Nick to be a guest on.
Yes.
Soon.
Oh, my God. I would love it. I love that you really. The one episode, and I don't know what it's called. It's a, I think, Teen Mom OG episode. It's a Valentine's Day episode. And like your Gary and Amber section, I think I listened to like 16 times.
It's what happens like, in it?
He like takes her out to dinner and that's like all I can fucking remember. And she's okay. Like, what? Like it's well, just like some of your like, best work.
Yeah,
and I don't know what episode it is.
I had to go and click on every single episode, download it, and then re-upload it to Patreon and then copy and paste all of the, you know, description and shit. So I did that. It was a labor of love. I got a really bitchy message from somebody saying this is really ruining my fucking life. Oh, my
How?
Whole feed is just Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom. Sorry for the 800 hours of free content.
Yes.
But anyway, so that's that.
No.
But we'll be back in. Ow, Latrice, get the fuck away from me. She just.
Is she the one who opened the door behind you? I thought you were like being murdered. I saw the door like slowly open.
I mean, yeah, probably.
And I was like, well, it's either a cat or a killer.
And then thank you for not telling me about it.
Oh, yeah, I figured.
When are we coming back here? Couple weeks, 3 weeks.
I think so. Yeah, like I feel like maybe I don't know how many episodes there are. Like
yeah.
if it's every three episodes, or is it like do we take 2 weeks off and come back? Like are there just going to be 10? Maybe if that's the case, we'll probably be back after like the fifth episode.
Sure,
something like that, folks. But you know how we are over here. We'll come back when we want.
It'll happen when it happens.
Yeah, and you know, just something to look forward to. But we're happy to be back. Talking about these queens, I'm excited. I think it's a good group, and I like these queens. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you next time on the Squirrel Friends Cocktail Hour.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.